Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
We've had a rough go of it. The pandemic's changed everything. But we can be resilient folk. And when we look to find silver linings in all the grief and all the disruption, we often do.
It has given us the opportunity to ask, what can we do with what we have to serve the greater good? Seeing that if our lives are really meant to be about something more than just our own happiness, how can we serve? How can we leverage the gifts that we have?
That's photographer, author, spouse, and mother of young adults, Dorothy Greco. Her books focus on marriage and on midlife. She's been watching people look at how they lived before the pandemic and decide if all of those choices are the best ones for moving forward.
And I think that that's been really wonderful to see people making some changes, to see people asking questions about, do I really want to go back to life as normal? Because normal in the past included a 90-minute commute and taking my kids to 5,000 after-school activities, and maybe we don't really need to do that anymore.
Megan Hill is an author, editor, spouse, and mother with children at home. She's an editor for the Gospel Coalition, and her books focus on church, prayer, and the devotional life. Hill found an upside to those days when we were most closed in by the pandemic.
Without all these other things sort of dragging at your attention, you can go, okay, the thing I have to focus on here is this thing that's right in front of my face, and that's what I'm going to do. Okay, and then tomorrow I'm going to do the next thing that's right in front of my face.
Not that it was a streamlined process.
I feel like it has been challenging to just sort of rethink how we do things, as everyone has experienced.
Of course, both women have lost friends and connections, just like the rest of us.
We're very involved in our church. My husband is a pastor there. And things like hospitality, which were weekly, daily events for us, weren't able to happen, you know, especially in the winter months when it was cold. We didn't have people outside. And so, you know, so just sort of rethinking how to stay connected to the people in our community in the middle of quarantining.
We're sad because we have lost friends during the season. We have felt very disconnected. We haven't seen our eldest son and his wife for more than a year now. And we're not quite sure when that will happen.
Both Hill and Greco have found personal treasure in the upheaval.
I think the pandemic has cured me of the fear of missing out. Or at least I hope it's cured me of the fear of missing out.
Hill used to wonder if she was working on the right things, if she should be doing something else instead, all while curious about what others might be doing. And then the pandemic hit and limited her options.
And that ended up being sort of freeing to me. Sort of the limitations of pandemic life really reminded me that God is the one who orders my steps, and it sort of forced me to be content with that.
It's not just adults finding silver linings. The Hill children came to their own discoveries.
I feel like one of their silver linings was that they began to appreciate the gift of siblings. I don't think siblings are always a gift that you enjoy when you're 11 and 12 and 14 and 4, you know.
They realized that without siblings, they'd be alone.
There were multiple occasions when they came to me and said, what if we had been the only people? You know, what if we hadn't had siblings? What if there was no one to play with or go for a bike ride with or go out and play basketball with or jump on the trampoline with? You know, what if it was just me? And I think it's forced them to be thankful for each other, even amid the elbowing and jockeying for position and whatever, you know, fighting over who gets the last brownie, but to recognize that it is a gift to have other people in a house with you.
Greco's seen a number of benefits for both she and her husband.
I feel like we have been more consistent in praying together, either in the morning before he goes out the door or at the end of the day, which that has been really lovely. We have been more consistent about exercising together, and we've been more consistent about slowing down over dinner, you know, rather than that just being a little interlude before the next thing.
And Greco sees the opportunity to be grateful.
Maybe the thing that's come to mind afresh is the need for gratitude.
Sleep has been more difficult for her, but she knows that complaining won't be helpful.
But if I can admit, yeah, I'm tired. However, the sun is out today, and I don't have COVID today. And, you know, really finding the things that I can see as gifts from the Lord and then extending that gratitude back to Him, I think allows me to be a much more joyful person. That has become more of a discipline almost for me.
And the change from winter to spring helps feed hope.
It's spring in New England, and that's a really helpful time of year. The colors are coming back. the birds are singing, the orchards are beginning to bloom, the days are longer, you know, all of that is kind of like a shot of vitamin C.
You can learn about Megan Hill and Dorothy Greco and their books by going to the Family Life website and looking for this story under the News tab. I'm Martha Menikas Foster with Inside Out on Family Life.